This is the Ryder and Lisa replay.
Chris Hemsworth is going to become a human guinea pig for a new docuseries called Limitless. This is really cool. The show is going to follow him as he discovers how to live a healthier and smarter life by transforming through six physical and mental challenges around the world. So each episode is going to tackle a different technique that is said to help extend human life, including regenerating damage, shocking the body, and supercharging memory.
Okay, he just needs his hammer, and then he'll be fine.
He said, basically, I was somehow convinced to volunteer myself as a human guinea pig to endure a series of mental and physical challenges.
Hot.
All for the sake of science. We're hoping to shed some light on new ideas and emerging science with the focus on extending a healthy lifespan. Production starts soon. Wish me luck. It's got some pretty heavy hitters as far as production team and directors and all that as well.
I bet his wife is pissed. She's probably like, really?
Yeah, he's just doing it to get out of the house.
He's just trying to get away. She's probably like, you're not actually Thor. Sit down.
Well, that's the thing. He's like trying to improve his physical being. It's like, no, you're all right.
I think you're okay. I think you're done. Like, I think you've peaked.
Yeah, three times a week at the gym is doing all right for you. Just stick with that. It's called Limitless. And like I said, production starts soon. So my guess is like this time next year, we'll probably be hearing more about it. But it sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like taking on different things that different cultures have really banked on for living a long, healthy life and doing them all.
Good for him.
He's going to live till like 300. Happy 2020. Happy Blue Monday, the saddest day of the year. Here's some thing that will cheer you up. You're not the only person that drinks too much. New stats show that we are drinking more than ever before in 2020.
Yep. It's increased by 12% since the last time they did this, which was in 2011 or 2017, maybe. I can't remember what it said, but
not long ago.
And 12%, it doesn't sound like it's a lot, but it's a lot.
Do you think people are just being more honest?
See, that's the thing, is I always lie when I go for a checkup and they ask how much I drink.
Yeah,
every time.
I wish I drank as much as my doctor
thinks you do.
Is told I do.
I bet they're so used to that happening that when you give a number, they know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, they
to
just
say.
Times it by two.
Correct.
Or three.
Or 10.
But like when you add up, when they ask you the question, like how many drinks a month do you have? You're like, oh,
ooh,
can't we play like day or
like on a weekend week? And just like ignore the weeknights? Can we do that?
But no, it is pretty scary. There are places that will benefit from the increased drinking, though. So we're going to have a little battle here and see who can come up with more places that can benefit off of this drinking increase.
Liquor stores.
Fast food restaurants.
Local pubs, strip clubs.
Online retailers of things you don't need specifically.
Ubers.
You drink and end up ordering things.
Cab drivers.
All right. Relationship counselors.
Gas stations, buying all the smokes.
Pharmaceutical companies.
Courthouses.
How about doctors? Because not only are you going in to get stitched up, but you also want to go and check and see how the baby's growing after.
Okay, so not only establishments and people with careers, but people in general, like your ex, who likes the satisfaction knowing that you're still thinking about them when you drunk dial them at 2 a.m. on a weeknight.
So your exes are benefiting?
They're benefiting. Just that satisfaction. Yeah, suffer, loser.
Oh, that's so sad. All right, we want to know how you get out of a funk. Let's say you're a little bit sad, but you know it's mainly just in your head. And if you do this, your day will really turn around. Because it's Blue Monday, we thought this would be great.
Chantel texted in saying, I'm definitely baking cookies tonight. Ugh, I feel that. Nothing better than just, like, it's so easy. You just go to the grocery store and buy one of those Pillsbury logs. And you have 12 cookies in front of you in 10 minutes.
That was my nickname in high school.
What?
Pillsbury log. 780-784-7107. What do you do to cheer up?
Do we want to know?
I mean, it makes you feel good for a little bit anyway.
No, come on. There's got to be something
hey,
like...
that's a good answer.
Yeah.
That's a great suggestion.
Okay. I like to like eat my favorite food. That always puts me in a good...
Okay. Eat
comfort
your favorite food. Good. I think I liked your first answer better. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, me too. Bye.
Bye.
780-784-7107. This text says, Jim, Jim, Jim.
Endorphins, endorphins, endorphins.
Well, it's interesting that it seems like there's two routes. There's the very healthy one. Like, we're getting a text here that says, take the dog for the walk.
Mm-hmm. Clear your mind.
That's pretty nice from Amanda. But there's all, or it's very unhealthy options. Like overeating and treats and liquor.
Yeah, like you get one of those jumbo boxes of Junior Mints. And just pour them down your throat.
Been watching Family Feud Canada a lot. I love that show. Jerry D's great. Mm-hmm. I hope this sticks around for a long time. Plus, I really have my fingers crossed that I can get my family on it sometime.
Right.
As you need like a group of crazy characters to win the money. You got to be pretty sharp. And I just think my family is... interesting and sharp. Like, I would be the weakest link.
You can submit an audition tape. You
That's
just
right.
have to be with your entire family when you submit it. It's really cool. Okay, so we're putting Ryder to the test right now to see if he would even be able to handle the fast money round.
I would. I'd be fine.
I'm putting 20 seconds on the board.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you 5 quick questions, all right? Here we go. Let's start the clock. Right?
No, you wait until after you ask the first question. Have you never watched the show before?
No, I watch it. I'm just not good at it. Ryder, name a place where you might see someone wearing a baseball cap.
Baseball game.
When you enter a bathroom, what color do you really hope to not see in the toilet bowl?
Brown.
Name something you might see a commercial for during a baseball game.
Viagra.
Name something in a person's closet that only comes out for special occasions.
Dress.
Name something associated with vampires.
Blood.
Wow, 19 seconds. What was the commercial you said?
Well, like Viagra.
And then you said dress.
Yeah, or like fancy clothes.
And then you said brown and a baseball game.
So you're going to crunch the numbers
here? I'm just going to quickly do some math here. Don't mind me. It'll take me a couple seconds. I think that you did good. Were you nervous?
No. I mean, I would be if I was on national television answering.
So you have to get at least 100 points, and you're already over 100 points after the first two questions.
Whoa. Crushed it.
0 points for the Viagra commercial.
That's garbage.
But everything else was the top answer. Dress was second place after suit and tux. And you said blood?
Yeah.
Your total score was 160, so the next person that comes out would only have to get 40 points.
See?
Then again, like, these questions were for children.
No.
Yes.
Like, you found them on a site for children?
Yeah, it's a Family Feud site, but it's also probably for you to play with your six-year-old. Anyway, congratulations.
Most adults don't sit around and do this.
Is that I don't think
so. Yeah, we're losers. 160, though, huh?
That's really good.
Yeah, I'm a hero. I'm hurting, baby. Okay, picture this. You buy a secondhand couch, and you're sitting on it, and you're like, something ain't right with this cushion. So you decide to unzip said cushion and see what's in there to find over $40,000. That's what a guy in Michigan did this weekend. Howard Kirby is his name. And not only did he find over $40,000 stashed inside the cushion, with the help of the thrift store he bought it from, he tracked down the woman who donated the couch and returned the money.
No.
She didn't even know it was in there.
I don't like this story at all. This guy's dumb.
It was a couch that her grandfather, who had recently passed away, gave her in the will.
No, no, no.
And
this guy thinks he's doing a good deed.
That is a very good deed.
No, keep the money. You just bought this couch. It's your couch, your money. Now everyone's going to be going to secondhand stores and feeling out the cushions. I know that's what I'm doing tonight.
That's the most action I got in high school was that.
Was what?
Just feeling up some cushions.
Kate, too much information. $40,000 and he gives it back. Come on, at least keep 10 grand. We all know there was $50,000 in there.
Here's Howard talking about it.
I've heard it done so many other times and I always thought, what would I do if they ever happened? Now I know. And it makes me feel good.
Okay, enjoy your secondhand couch. You could have got a brand new one.
Well, that's it. Like, if you're buying a secondhand couch, you think that you're probably on a bit of a budget, right? Like, you're economically savvy.
Or you enjoy things that are good, like vintage. Like, there's some really cool couches.
That's true. But to find $40,000 and just track down...
Bring it back? I don't like this guy.
I'd like to find out. It didn't say anywhere in the story about how much she gave him as a thanks, but it has to be at least $5,000. At least. If he didn't get any money in return...
Then he regrets everything.
From the text line, it seems like there are more of you out there that have had elderly people who have hidden things different places, as that's what happened here. The girl who gave up the couch didn't know it had $40,000 in it because her grandpa hadn't told her.
So Rachel, love you, Rachel, always listening, texted in saying, when my grandma died, my aunt cleaning out her house and knowing that grandma had a fortune in jewelry, they were hunting but could not find it. It wasn't until months later, my mom and aunt had racked their brains. They realized that she hid it in the deep freeze, wrapped in a package labeled moose meat, but they had already taken that to the dump. That's something I would think about every minute of every day.
I remember
for the rest of my life.
Like grade 8. My mom, I was mad because she didn't pack a juice box, and every day I got a juice box. I know that this is ridiculous, but I came home and I was like, you forgot my drink today, Mom.
Oh, gosh.
And she's like, no, I packed a loony in your lunch kit. And I had like a disposable lunch bag, so I didn't know there was a loony in there, and I threw it out. And I think about throwing out that loony way too much.
Mm-hmm. No, I get really upset over thrown out receipts. So I can't imagine losing...
Receipts you don't need.
No, it's like if I were to return something.
Right.
And it could be anything. It could be a $10 shirt.
Yeah, you should start getting those emailed to you.
Yeah.
So then you won't have to worry about that.
It's true, and it's better for the environment.
Ever misplaced money or something very expensive?
Yeah, sorry for bringing this up on a Monday. Because now it's all you're going to think about. Mandy from St. Albert texted in. Shout out to St. Albert. What up? She wrote, my mom was cleaning out an old lady's house back in the 80s to help the family. She was a hoarder. She had so many fire hazard newspapers stacked up, so they just started burning them in a burn barrel. As they sat down for a break, they wanted to read through some of these old newspapers. As they opened them up, they saw $20 bills in each page, one after another after another. Some of them were $100 bills, but it was too late. They had burned over half of the pile.
Nick says, all summer I was shoving money that I made from a summer job between the mattresses. At the end of the summer, I totally forgot about it. And then in the middle of the winter, when my mom was flipping my mattress, she came to me with a really serious face asking where I stole $400. what do you got for us, man?
When I was younger, my parents sent me out to the bottle depot to return all the bottles. And they told me that I could keep all the money when I returned them. And so I was so excited that I had this $35. I got back to the car. I put it on the front seat. I was driving home. It was like a hot summer day. Had the windows down. When I got back home, there was only $5 left on the seat. Must have gone out the window somewhere.
And you still think about that, don't you?
Yeah, it's been like 8 or 9 years, and I still think about that.
And what did you accomplish during the week of hell? Now that we can look back and celebrate that we got through it, we want to hear what you actually did during it.
Kyle wrote in saying, top to bottom, the house. I even reorganized the pantry and cleaned my ensuite. That is very... Listen, anyone that cleans out a pantry is in the mood to clean. Like, you don't just do that randomly. If you're cleaning the pantry, you're cleaning everything. Right. You're on a roll, so
Sarah said she accomplished absolutely nothing. Julie says, I renovated my bathroom during the deep freeze days. That's what mine has to do with. But I don't, like, know how to renovate almost like anything.
You're not a handyman.
No, I remember the one time I tried to do the quarter round, like what goes between the wall and the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Just that little, it was an older house, so the little wood piece. And I couldn't get it to fit because I needed such a small piece to get around a register.
Okay.
And my roommate came home and I was whittling the pieces into place. And he's like, that's not how you do it. It looked terrible. And that's when I was like, no, you know what? I'll pay somebody else to do these kinds of things from this point
and
forward.
And that's totally fine because there are people out there that need the work.
So I decided on getting my bedroom and bathroom renovated over the stretch, picking out a new bed, picking out flooring, all those things. But I can't afford it. Like, so.
But you were bored and you couldn't go outside. So you're like, guess I'll charge it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Put it on the credit card.
No excuse now, though. Like, the dog has to be walked.
Yes.
You got to get outside and shovel. Like, you can't put it off anymore. -5
That's
today.
That's nothing.
Ryder and Lisa, play 107.